Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection. Over, is it 10,000? 10,000 local installers? Like, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Fast, free shipping, unmatched selection, free road hazard protection, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I'll give you my thoughts on what Aaron Rodgers said regarding their win over the Patriots in a moment. But have you guys followed this fishing cheating story? This one feels right up our alley to talk about because we don't know anything about it, right? Those are the best. It's like when you hear a politician talk about sports, and you're like, yeah, I really wish he wouldn't. I feel like that's what we're going to get. But did you guys hear about this? There's some walleye championship in, look like outside of Cleveland, right? And these guys got caught cheating because they put metal weights inside their fish.
Oh, yeah. I could not get enough of that 2-minute video this weekend.
Right?
Yeah, I watched it about 10 times.
That guy's just standing there because he knows what's going to happen when they're cutting open his fish, right? He didn't do that. No. Could have just picked up the fish, thrown him back in the water. Like, nope. But it was like they didn't even try. Like, the weights are, they use big old weights. Why wouldn't you just use one of those, like, fishing lure weights, the little tiny ones that, you know.
I'm sure that's what they were thinking. Why did we, you know, why did we do so much? Why did we go overboard?
Well, the fish weighed twice as much as it was supposed to. Like, come on, dude. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
That's like if you change your grade, if anybody ever changed their grades for their parents to see them, like in middle school or whatever, I did it. Like, if you have an F, don't change it to an A. Change it to a C. Right? You're like, yeah, I still, like, you got to work hard.
Yeah. Class, yeah. You know? Like, and you're 100% correct. And the other part about it was that not only was it weights, but there were other cut-up fillets that they put in. So you thought that, all right, maybe we can get by with the fillets, but then you're putting these, you know, whatever, steel pellets in there that are significantly, look significantly heavier than what a, you know, just a fillet from a different fish would have been. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't get beat up. I was waiting for someone to just go off and start wailing.
I was waiting for you to finish your lunch, John, nah. Before this.
I had to jump in quickly.
Just so we know, if this were baseball, all those guys' records would still stand.
Oh, come on.
I loved the peanut gallery. Everybody coming in to add in their 2 cents to it. Yes. It was great.
That was awesome. You hadn't seen that till I sent it to you, had you?
No, not at all.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. I'm watching this, and like that's all my friends stuff. I'm like, dude, you guys are cheating at fishing. Like, yeah, you know, money's in line.
That's stupid Runyon. I think that's who it was.
Do they check? I don't know how the judges typically do it. Do they always open up the fish and check?
No.
Or was there a suspicion here?
It was suspicion because the fish weighed twice as much as they should have last year in their size.
I got a 15-incher. Me too. How much yours weigh? You know, 6 pounds. Mine's 15. Huh? What?
Like, all those guys, they catch those kinds of fish. They know about how much they weigh. They're like, one's packing heat of some kind.
And they had won, like, thousands, $100,000 in previous matches. And now they're just saying all that money you took, you know. That's right. What really made the people mad. I think part of it was the fact that they were cheating, but another thing was all the money they had won in previous matches that could have probably went to them, and now they probably spent it all, I assume. I mean, they'll probably have to play it back, right?
And
Doug?
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
They spent the money on the weights. To put new ones.
John's like, they've already spent the money. What if they're, like, really disciplined? Like, most of those guys... with the what was it? What was the airline in Goodfellas that they held up? Not El Al. What's the German airliner? La Lufthansa. Like the Lufthansa height. Don't buy nothing. Don't buy nothing for nobody. Right, what if they were John? What if they were really disciplined about what they were purchasing after the heist?
Yeah, they told him
the fish winning.
Yeah, don't spend any money for at least a year until we get. Yeah,
don't buy nothing for nobody but nothing.
All of a sudden, one of the partners shows up in a mink coat for their wife.
Mink coat
party.
And a white Cadillac with red seats, no question. Take it back. It's under my brother's name. Take it back. Anyway, it would have been really funny if Beyer knew the movie, but that's okay. Beyer came through with a couple other lines that were fantastic.
Oh, what thanks. At least I could contribute.
No, I like the lines last hour. The dump truck one was funny. That was one that was a very humanizing moment. We're talking about when DK Metcalf took the cart off the field because he had to go to the bathroom. But I like totally get that one, right? Because you do get to that point where if you move, you feel like if you move any muscle, it's going to end up poorly. Right?
Yes.
You sit there and like if I move my butt cheeks in any way, that's bad. Or if I'm clenching in the front, like I'm gonna pee myself. That's a very reasonable thing.
I'll also say this. They say that the last 0.2 of a marathon's the toughest.
Yeah.
It can be apropos in that situation as well. The last 0.2.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. You get to the toilet right as you start, you can't hold it anymore. Like, literally, the pain is so severe. So severe. Anyway. Okay, let's get to Aaron Rodgers. They get a big win over the New England Patriots. obviously, though, was a little bit close. A little bit close, right? Ends up going into overtime. They get a stop in overtime, come down the field, kick a field goal, and win the game. Aaron Rodgers said this about the way in which they won.
Is winning this way, where your defense isn't as great as advertised and you don't play as well as you expect, is this sustainable for you guys?
Sustainable? I think winning is sustainable for sure. I think we're going to have to play a little bit better against starting quarterbacks and if our defense isn't playing as well as they can. So this way of winning, I don't think it's sustainable because it's just puts too much pressure on our defense. And obviously, I got to play better and will play better. But the second half is our kind of football where we're mixing it up. We're throwing the ball outside the numbers. Obviously, we ran the ball, controlled line of scrimmage really well. This is a game we had to win for sure. I mean, you can't be 2-2 losing to a third string quarterback and not playing great in all three phases. So we had to have this one. That doesn't take anything away from the joy of winning, but this is the one we had to have.
This is Matt LaFleur talking about how his team found a way to win.
Certainly, there's a lot of things that we need to do better. Bottom line is we found a way when we needed to, and we made just enough plays to come out on top, and I was proud of our guys just coming in at halftime. Certainly didn't want to come in like that, but you know, we talk about how do you respond to adversity, and I thought there was a lot of adversity throughout the course of the game, and our guys, you know, stuck together. They're not always going to be pretty wins, and I'm okay with that. You guys can criticize us. That's cool. But bottom line is we found a way to win.
Better to win ugly than lose pretty, right? And so I think sometimes people are going to take what Aaron Rodgers said, not sometimes, oftentimes out of context. When he said we cannot sustain winning this way, he didn't mean being a team that likes to run the football and play off of the run and it being a little bit uglier. No, he's just talking about, look, we got to be more efficient. We got to score more. We got to play better. Like, we can't get away with playing our B and C game against people. We're going to jump up and get beat. You know, you're playing against a rookie third string quarterback. That's a game you have to win. You have to look good. And they still didn't look good. Now they found a way, and winning ugly is better than losing pretty, but they're going to have to play better. That doesn't mean I didn't hear him openly opining for them to open up the offense and change the offense. I feel like he's a full convert to this offense. He just, you know, Dobbs dropped a touchdown pass. I just think they're going to have to get a little better.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Lance Leipold's going to join us. He's the head coach of Kansas. The Jayhawks are undefeated. It's crazy. Crazy. And they get to host College Game Day this week, so we'll get to a bunch of that. I got my Monday Night Football picks for you upcoming. Byer, the thing about the Paul Christ firing is, and I understand that some people are like, well, you got to get ahead of it. Season ticket renewals. Yes. I think that one is they're freaking out over losing Jim Leonard. Don't you think? Like, that's the thing. Like, let's give Jim Leonard a legit shot at this thing. I guess it's the only reason I can think of at this point.
Getting dominated at home by Illinois help.
Well, when your ex comes in and kicks the crap out of you,
yes.
Right?
If they honestly really wanted to keep Jim Leonard, if it was for that, I think they would have let the season play out and have figured out some sort of way. To do it on October 2nd. Is, I think, a sign that it's a bigger issue. And again, new athletic director, Chris McIntosh, he played at Wisconsin, was a first-round pick, but, you know, taking over for Barry Alvarez. So, you know, it's his call. And there are a lot of names that are connected, even just seeing odds of guys who could be going back to Wisconsin that had ties previously. Leonard actually had the best odds of anyone of getting that job full-time. But Dave Aranda at Baylor spent time at Wisconsin. Even Bill O'Brien's name was thrown out. Our guest in 5 minutes name, a Wisconsin native, is thought to be a candidate, you know, or could be the interest of Wisconsin in bringing him in.
Better job, Nebraska or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin's a really good job. It really is. 30 years ago, it's crazy to even think that it would.
That was actually my point. So for people who don't know this, okay, if you go back to before Barry Alvarez took over as head coach, and this before Bill Snyder took over at Kansas State, right? You could make the argument that Kansas State and Wisconsin, along with Northwestern, those were three of the absolute worst programs, worst jobs in America, right? So the one part about it that's interesting is, do we overrate the Wisconsin job because you had some really, really good coaches that did some amazing things, right? Or is that possible anywhere? That's really the question. Is it possible anywhere?
It's, you know, it's a one school state.
Yeah.
So if you're a top prospect in Wisconsin, that was another thing that was kind of being brought up, is you now started to have kids from Wisconsin that were top prospects going to other schools. So there's no in-state competition, you know, like Michigan. Not that the state of Michigan's a hotbed, but you, Michigan State, going after maybe the same kid. You had that all to yourself. There are pipelines to a lot of different, you know, that for a while there in the 90s, they had a great pipeline to St. Louis, where kids would, New Jersey. I mean, Ron Dane, Michael Bennett, or not Michael Bennett, I'm blanking on a name, but a lot of kids came from New Jersey and
Yeah, but see that
those
that's
running
all,
backs
that's
so.
Changed. A lot of that has changed because of the SEC has taken away St. Louis, right? And a lot of it has changed though because the Eastern Seaboard, where Nebraska used to recruit Jersey as well, but since the spread of the Big Ten, the proliferation of college football, where you had those Big East schools that have been, and you have the ACC's been able to get in there and do quite well. Yeah. So that those days have kind of changed. I it's just weird. I think Wisconsin's the better job. But if you would have said that to anybody 20 years ago, they would have said no chance, zero chance. It's the better job.
Jonathan Taylor came from New Jersey. That was another name that played. Yeah, I mean, it is a really good job. Who knows how the Big Ten is going to set up structurally when, you know, the USC and UCLA come in and more. But, you know, I mean, they should be in contention to win that every single year to win that division. And this year, they're not.
As bad as Wisconsin was for a long time, they still had some seven-win season. This is Kansas since 2008, right? The Mark Mangino went to an Orange Bowl, right? And then he went to an Insight Bowl. He went to, believe it or not, he went to four bowl games in 7 years. When he got fired, he had Turner Gill. Kansas won three and two games, five games total to with Turner Gill. Charlie Weiss, they won 1-3-3, so they won seven games in 3 years. David Beatty takes over. They win in David Beatty's 4 years as head coach. 4 years. Okay? They win six games. Then Les Miles, you're like, I forgot Les Miles was the coach. Three games, then didn't win a game his last year that ended in disaster. And then Leipold comes over. They win two games last year, and they're 5-0 this season. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. They did lose Daniel Hishaw. And that did not look like a good injury. We'll Stug Gottlieb show here on Fox Sports Radio. And he was an absolute legend at Wisconsin Whitewater. The Warhawks had, what, five undefeated seasons? Yeah, that's back in his time. Five undefeated seasons. He's Lance Leipold. He's head coach of the University of Kansas. They're 5-0. They're finally ranked. They host College Game Day. And they're the talk of the entire college football world. He joins us on the Doug Gottlieb show. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Doug. How are you today?
I'm good. If I were to tell you back in mid-August you guys would start out 5-0, would you have believed me?
Nah, that might have been tough. It would have been something we were hoping for, maybe, and a lot of things have to go our way. But that said, so proud of our guys and our staff for the job that they've done to this point.
It's been amazing. How did you turn the mentality? Because obviously, you guys at Whitewater, you won a ton of games, but you know, other places, it's hard to turn that mentality when everyone thinks something is going to go wrong, right? Where the great programs, something always goes right. Last year, things went wrong. This year, how do you change that mentality in a whole group?
Well, you know, this program's gone through a lot of changes over the last probably 12, 13 years. And one of the things that we found upon our arrival May of 21 was, you know, this group was still hungry and wanted some consistency and some accountability and some of those things that really kind of it really fit how we go about it. And we told them that, you know, how we're going to do it wasn't going to matter necessarily what the scoreboard said. And there was going to be daily things of measurement, and we're going to look for improvement and have standards, and they embraced those. And then, you know, late in the season, we were 1-8 and went down to Austin, Texas, and you know, the guys really played their hearts out, played well, found a way to win in overtime. But it was really the next 2 weeks where they took another step, and they still with not a ton to play for other than making improvements as a program, I thought is when we started to really see a difference in our players that led to winter conditioning, spring football, and so on down the line.
When you took the job, how many people told you not to? You can't win there. Gotta get out.
Yeah, there's a fair amount that questioned me, just like they did when I took the Buffalo job. But there were certain things there that I felt, you know, this is a great community. It's had its slices of success, and I felt again that our staff and our approach would be one that it was an opportunity that kind of fit us, and we wanted to take that challenge.
When you know, one of the things you've been able to do is obviously recruit through the portal. No better example of that than your quarterback, Jalen Daniels. So when you watch and you're watching, you know, online, you're with your coaches, and you're like, we need a quarterback. Let's look at Jalen Daniels. What did you see that you liked when checking out the portal?
Well, I want to make sure Jalen was not a portal quarterback. So I want to make sure we did do the portal. Jalen was here when we got here. He was a 17-year-old that was essentially like a blue shirt. He didn't report to that COVID year until August and started a game as a 17-year-old and really got thrown into a fire. And then a year ago, he ended up with a tired arm during camp and ended up having to put him on the shelf for a little bit. And Jason Bean won the job. And then we had a couple injuries, Jason Bean one of them. And we had planned to redshirt Jalen and try to save another year and work, you know, and kind of go back to competing and spring ball. But through the injuries and then, of course, his performance in Austin really kind of he kind of took the job and ran with it and hasn't given it up. But he's got a great arm. He's shown he can run the ball. He's definitely a dual threat, but he's got that extra energy and charisma and leadership ability that a program like ours, honestly, Doug, really needed because he walks in the building with a great attitude each and every day.
Daniel Hishaw got hurt. He's your redshirt freshman running back. How that one, it looked bad. How any update there?
Yeah, it's going to be a while for Daniel. It's unfortunate. He's played well. He missed last season with an injury. So it's unfortunate. But Devin Neal, you know, carried the load for us last year quite a bit. He's there. Sevion Morrison, a transfer running back from Nebraska, and Kai Thomas, another transfer from Minnesota, still gives us a lot of flexibility and depth at that position.
How have you handled the attaboys, right? Like, you want them to feel respected, but like now everybody's telling them they're the greatest ever. How do you handle that as a coach?
Well, you have to address it and you talk, but when they walk into the walls here, and I go back to even a year ago, we talked about how we're going to approach it on a day-to-day basis, how we practice, what we're going to do, and the scoreboard was not going to dictate that or the standings, quite honestly. So they've been able, again, to hopefully see the consistency, and we said, this is great, and hopefully you're embracing and enjoying winning, but you have to understand that each week then it changes a little bit, and your focus and your preparation has to maintain a level that it's been at, and if in many ways even pick it up a notch. And we practiced here this morning, and I was very, very happy with our approach and energy as we get ready for another huge challenge.
Yeah, it's a huge challenge with TCU coming calling. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I read you only lost one game in the Division III playoffs, right? At Whitewater, only one playoff game. Is that correct?
We were pretty fortunate.
Who'd you lose to?
We lost to Mount Union the championship in 2008.
And if you could, and I guarantee this, I'm not guaranteed. I'm guessing you could still kind of go back chapter and verse of that game. If you could do one thing differently from that game, what would it be?
We gave up two big scores early. But I tell you, not to live in the past too much, but we were a really young football team with about six seniors after we'd won our first title in 07. And getting there, and our young running back was injured, and we weren't probably where we needed to be depth-wise. But it really propelled us to go on a three-year streak of some pretty high football. So we gave it up, and then we battled back in the game, and we kind of had a tip ball from one of our receivers went off his hands for a pick in it right about the time we were making a comeback. So proud of that moment, but that was probably a team that even overachieved itself just a little bit.
I knew though that you could quote me chapter and verse on that game. Have you thought of the other issue you're going to run into this year, right? Is that you're playing, some of these guys are younger. You got a young quarterback, you got a young running back. Obviously Hishaw's hurt, but Now guys are going to try and poach your kids. Like, that was never, it was never an issue at Kansas before. You just want to get good enough kids to compete. Now you guys are so good. Have you talked about how you have to keep recruiting even the players you have?
Yeah, I think that was even the case a year ago. And like you said, you know, when you're 2-10, there's probably not as many people doing that. And we are fortunate to maintain the players in our two deep. And, you know, guys are always hungry and looking for opportunities. But we're hoping that their day-to-day experiences and what we're changing here is something that they're going to want to be part of. And one thing we've talked also, Doug, is that, you know, you have to embrace a culture of competition. And in life, you're going to have to compete on a daily basis. And hopefully the players that are going to see what are their experiences and what they've seen on the field. And now that we've had two consecutive sellouts, things that nobody ever thought were going to be possible here for a very long time are starting to happen. And that'll make part of their experience to want to be a Jayhawk for a long time.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. I heard you turn to one of your assistants that we're going to sell this thing out. Didn't know it was going to be this quickly this year. It's Lance Leipold joining us. He's the head coach of Kansas Jayhawks 5-0. They're ranked. They take on TCU this weekend on Fox Sports 1. The whole thing's remarkable. I guess I'm wondering, is it sustainable? Can you compete consistently at Kansas in the Big 12?
Well, you know, that's I guess it's yet to be seen, but that's the reason why we came here. That's kind of the blueprint that we want, that it's not going to be a every now and then or a blip on the radar, that it's kind of the approach that we took at Buffalo when before coming here. We had won the most games in the MAC over the last 4-year period. Unfortunately, the conference championship, the twice we played, we came up short. But consistency has always been kind of the model that we wanted to have. Evaluate well, develop well. The era of the portal is going to be, it's going to be real interesting, really, how people approach that. And as far as roster management, building a roster, spreading out your classes, all of those things. But I'm very confident in the leadership here from Travis Goff, our athletic director, and our chancellor, Doug Girard, that we're going to take the necessary steps and improvements in areas that we're way behind.
You've obviously competed for national championships at the Division III level. And then there's the question of, okay, do you keep building at Kansas where they're going to – if you keep this going, they're going to build a statue right out in front. They would take the National Guard to get you out of that office, right? Or do you go and take a shot at some place that expects every year for this type of start? What's that like for you when you're out of the coaching office, when you're just in your own thoughts in balancing what could be or what will be at Kansas?
You know, there's so much going on, Doug, right now. And as you say, you know, I've said it last week, I'll say it again, is that, you know, we got to be where our feet are at. We're extremely happy here to even think a Division III coach. You know, I think, you know, if I'm correct, your father coached in Milwaukee there at
yes.
UW-Milwaukee at one
yes.
time. You know, you know the state system a little bit and all that. To think that a small-town kid from Wisconsin would have a chance to be coaching in the Big 12 is kind of a, you know, that I kind of have to pinch myself there to sit there and worry about being anywhere else than here is something that's a waste of time, because my wife and I and our family are extremely happy here and expect to be here a long time.
Yeah, I mean, Wazoo's got – there's a bunch of Wisconsin guys now. They're kind of proliferating. You
yeah.
got, you know, Iowa State's got one, a basketball coach, and Wazoo's mm-hmm. got one, a football coach. All you Wisconsin guys that kind of spreading the message. Okay, last thing. When your teams take the field, okay, you've obviously won. I mean, you found a way to create a winning environment. What do you want people to see? Like, this is why. These are my teams. They represent me. This is why we've been able to be successful.
Play hard and are disciplined. We play the game the right way. And I think when you hopefully go out and you see that a team plays hard for four quarters, I think it was part of the things that we heard last year is sometimes, you know, people kind of give you those token pats on the back. But, you know, they'd say, hey, your team's getting better. You guys are coaching them well. You're doing it. And I had the component that for a first year, we inherited a program that was the most penalized in the Big 12, and we were fourth least penalized last year in college. in Division I college football. So those are the things that we try to stress, and we try to give ourselves a chance. And I think, again, if you can play the game with physicality and with great discipline, you'll have a chance to make it in a four-quarter game.
I was just thinking this, and if you want to borrow it, it's all yours. Last year, they would pat you on the head, right? Oh, Kansas, you guys are so cute. They pat you on the head. Now they're patting you on the back, right? It's a different kind of level of respect.
Yeah, I might have to write that one down, Doug. There's some truth to that, you know. And
you guys came close, because last year coming close is good enough. Now it's like, oh my, they're beaten. Now we don't want to lose to KU. All right, well, Coach, we know you've been more than gracious with your time. We appreciate you joining us, and best of luck against Frogs this weekend.
All right, thank you very much, Doug. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right, that's Lance Leipold, head coach of Kansas. I mean, like, look, I used to make fun of Kansas every week on Twitter. Can't wait till they play Division I football. And now they're out beating dudes. Now you get fired when you lose. Now you get fired when you lose to Kansas. You used to get fired when you lose to Kansas is a bad thing. Now it's like, man, that's a hard call, though. Byer, can you imagine you're at Kansas? Okay, they haven't been good in forever. And you build one. And so if he said, like, I don't know, look, I'll take $4 million for like 10 years. You're a college football coach. You've been doing it forever. He's 58 years old. If he does it till he's 65, 68, whatever, he'd get $50 million in the bank. Or you go take a shot at Wisconsin. Now, remember, you're a Wisconsin born and bred kid. Or you go to Nebraska, where he'd been at Nebraska way back in the day as an assistant for 2 years, 2001 to 2003, I think, when Solich was there. So what do you do? That's a hard one.
It's a very difficult one. But that's why I think if the coach moves on, you can't blame them for moving on. And first of all, I mean, kudos to him for taking the job, because he was stepping up, you know, and to go and to take on the Kansas job. He could have gotten another, you know, FBS job, Doug, from what he did at Buffalo. Like that. You know, he didn't have to take the Kansas job. At some point, another school would have come along. And as you said, you're joking that they shouldn't even be playing football, or, you know, like that's so him taking it was a giant leap of faith for that school. But it also is, you know, like, you got to look out for yourself, and you got to wonder how long it's sustainable. And even if it is sustainable, how much will the program, you know, how big will it be? All right.
So what would you do? You would leave.
Yes. Yes. And I know it's tough for Kansas fans, but especially when you're tied, you know, you have, you know, if the Wisconsin job would come calling, or if Nebraska came along, you know, if they wanted to pay you amount. Yes.
I mean, definitely want to do the Wisconsin thing, because that would also, and this doesn't matter, but it does matter, I'll bet, to coaches. Like, gets him back in the state system. Like, all of a sudden his retirement plan takes a big, you know, goes up
sure.
even higher. It does actually matter when you get old. That's a weird one, though, right? Like, and I think there's probably some L's coming. I don't know if this week. I mean, losing your best running back, that's going to hurt you. I think he hurt his hip, too. It's a bad injury. But that's like, do you stay where you can coach forever, and you can coach who you want to coach, how you want to coach, and every time you get a win, it's viewed as an upset? Or do you go where you're expected to win 80-90% of your games, but you'll be compensated a level 1.5 to 2 times that of Kansas?
Yeah. I think you have to take the opportunity. I mean, I really
Jay Stu, what about you? Do you think the same?
Take the cash. Yeah. Whatever's bigger cash and better cash, I'll take it. What's his face who left Boise State for Colorado?
Dan Hawkins?
Yeah. One of those things, right? He took a bunch of cash, and then his
former
team.
Well, what about Brian
Harsin?
How's that worked out for
him? No.
I
don't think it worked out for the Colorado guy either. But you can't fault the people for taking the money. That's my point.
Yes, but are you taking the short-term 5 years? Now, look, he's 58 years old. So if he just gets paid for 5 years, but he gets $50 million, like, all right. I mean, like, when you're done, you're done. Or you could just go like, hey, I could do this forever, coach at Kansas, and maybe not make as much money, but if I lose a game, people aren't like putting for sale signs in front of my house.
Yeah, isn't that the Kirk Ferentz model? He could have left many times, right?
I guess. That place is wired a little differently, I guess. I mean, like, look, this is the Brian Harsin, right? Harsin was at, he played at Boise State. He was at Boise State. They had it rolling. And he left and went to Auburn. And, you know, he's been in Auburn for a couple years, and he's going to get fired. You know? It's going to happen.
I just think the ties locally, if Wisconsin were to come calling, would be difficult to pass up. And also just recent history, like, can't blame Dan Hawkins, who thought Boise State would have turned into what Boise State turned into.
Totally fair.
You know, like.
Totally fair. That's like Dan Munson, who left Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know Gonzaga would be this. Like, who would have possibly known? But you know what Kansas is. This is probably the best it's going to be. You're going to have to rebuild it every year, although there's not like Oklahoma and a Texas in the league. So it's not, I don't think it's going to be as hard to be competitive on a yearly basis. And I know people are like, well, they beat Texas last year, and great. Okay. But when you're competing against a school that their budget is 4 to 5x of yours, in football, you're not winning that thing most times.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Doug Gottlieb.
If you're a DG show fan, you should be. I mean, you've been listening to me long enough. Just know the pod will be up very soon, the third hour pod. We're calling it In the Bonus for now. We have a list of the day. The list is top 10 college football teams as of today. We have a gambling line to pick on today. What else do we have today? Anything else interesting today on the pod? It's upcoming at the top of the hour. We'll get after that live to pod tape or whatever. So if you download the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast, let's get to the press.
The press.
Dan Byer, what's in the press, my friend?
Doug, tough day for the Denver Broncos yesterday. Not only did they lose to the Raiders, giving the silver and black their first win of the season, they lost running back Javonte Williams for the season.
Yep.
And Randy Gregory, their pass rusher, is going to be out a few weeks. He had arthroscopic surgery on his knee to fix a meniscus issue.
Struggling.
Yeah, that's the problem is, you know, when you lose a game and then you lose players' injury, it just feels like you lost more than once. But I do think the Javonte Williams loss is a big one. And, you know, Melvin Gordon hadn't been right. You know, a lot of fumbles so far this year as well.
And they've got the Colts coming up on Thursday night in week 5. Commanders head coach Ron Rivera says that running back Brian Robinson has been cleared by doctors to return to action after being shot twice in the leg a month ago. Robinson now will have 3 weeks to be activated to the roster.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Right? Crazy.
Yes.
If you don't think modern science is amazing, I give you a guy gets shot and he's going to play football this year.
Crazy.
Mike McDaniels ruled Tua out for week 5. Wouldn't guess on how long Tua would or wouldn't be out after that.
Yeah, he's going to be out for I think he'll be out a week or even 2 weeks longer because of this, you know, that it's been such a national conversation over how quickly he got back out in the field that he'll actually be held out a little bit longer than probably even Tua would want to be held out.
And speaking of quarterbacks, Panthers head coach Matt Rhule said this about Baker Mayfield.
I think Baker's our quarterback. You know, we have to you know, continue to find ways to help him and then help the other guys. You know, Sam's not cleared right now, you know, and, you know, we're just going to keep trying to get better.
I think Baker's our quarterback. Strong.
Say something.
That's strong support for your quarterback. Very strong.
He could not throw to the right side of the field because J.J. Watt and others were just batting passes down. Like it was, yeah, he had a tough time. One other injury note to pass along, Cordarrelle Patterson of the Falcons going to miss 4 weeks, placed on injured reserve after having a minor knee procedure. And Tony La Russa to call it quits. White Sox skipper dealing with heart issues, so he's going to retire at the age of 78.
That's the press.
Hey, get out there and press!
That was the press.
Byer, who do you like tonight and why?
I'm just going to take the Niners because of their recent history against the Rams. Played pretty well against them.
I like the Niners as well. What about you there, John Ramos?
Is it
you,
two? Huh? Is a point spread two? What's the point spread?
It is two. So the Niners are 2-point favorites over your defending Super Bowl champion.
I'll take the Niners.
You don't sound very fired
reverse
up.
Reverse psychology. Wow. This is what John's psychology. Doing.
What about you, Jay Stu, real quick?
Niners.
Yeah, we all have Niners. Niners win tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.